This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. Tribal leaders from Southwest Alaska sent a letter to the Bureau of Land Management earlier this fall. The letter says protecting land is necessary for subsistence and maintaining their way of life, and BLM has not taken their concerns seriously. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schellenberger reports that the BLM says they are taking more steps to reach out.
At a federal subsistence meeting in Bethel, Bonnie Million had this to say to the tribal representatives assembled there.
We are always, always, always available for government consultation or exit corporation consultation at any time.
Million works at the Bureau of Land Management as the Anchorage field officer. She was in town for the meeting and to discuss the Bering Sea Western Interior Management Plan. It's a very broad blueprint that dictates how land, managed by BLM, will be used in the region. Her response comes months after tribes in western Alaska expressed their disappointment in how BLM handled their input. The Rutugahimut Native Council in Bethel is one of the tribes. This past spring, its natural resource director, Mary Mathias, got an email.
The email is titled BLM Community Meeting and ANILCA 810 Subsistence Hearing Regarding the Bering Sea Western, Bering Sea Western Interior Draft Resource Management Plan.
The email offered government-to-government consultation to ONC over this plan, but it offered few clues on how important the broad plan was to the region. Mathias says she notified ONC's executive director and then ignored it. They were focused on other things, like protesting the proposed Donlin gold mine and preparing for fishing. That meeting came and went. BLM finished the comment period on the plan and has begun preparing to release the final version. Mathias says ONC only learned how important the plan was until after the comment period had passed.
We felt like we lost our opportunity.
ONC, along with two other tribes from the YK Delta, sent BLM a letter calling the planning process, quote, woefully inadequate, and demanded consultation. Months earlier, in June, 20 tribes sent a 10-page letter to BLM, detailing the ways in which they felt the agency failed them in the process. The last plan that came out for Southwest Alaska was in 1981, almost 40 years ago. BLM State Director Chad Padgett said it was time for a new one.
Well, you have to do that because, you know, things change, right? You're looking at climate change. You're looking at, maybe communities are starting to grow or shrink or the land pattern has changed.
BLM's Padgett calls the complaints from ONC and the Anvik Tribal Council, quote, disingenuous. He says BLM employees dedicated a lot of time to make sure tribes were consulted in the planning process.
So in some cases, and I'll be very frank, I think they've been convinced by outside parties that we're not hearing them because the outside party didn't get what they want. But that's not how this works. We're not always going to agree on everything.
Back in Bethel, BLM's Bonnie Million offered more meetings with ONC. It's too late, she told them, to include ONC's input into the plan unless it's new information. But Mathias says ONC felt better about the process after that meeting.
I do have a little confidence, feeling better that Bonnie did offer to meet with the tribe.
ONC plans to take Million up on her offer for more meetings. The plan is scheduled to be released in the next year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.